MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 17, 2025. The Peabody School System will be awarding retroactive diplomas, and the city of Gloucester continues to grapple with 3A. Sunny, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:27 p.m. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. About 70 former Peabody Veterans Memorial High School students are now eligible to receive their high school diplomas, despite some of them leaving school more than 20 years ago. The students attended PVMHS from 2003 to 2024 and met all requirements to graduate except passing MCAS, with voters approving question 2 on the November ballot, removing the test as a graduation requirement in Massachusetts. These students are now able to retroactively receive a diploma. Superintendent Josh Fidala said at the Tuesday school committee meeting that this is going to happen. The district searched through records between 2003, the first year MCAS was a requirement to graduate, and 2024 to identify such students. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman is writing that in 2 weeks, Gloucester City Council plans to vote on an April 24 date for a special election for its now citizen petition suspended multifamily overlay district zoning rules meant to bring the seaport into compliance with the controversial MBTA Communities Act. On Tuesday, in a meeting at City Hall, councilors voted 7-0 with two absent to refer questions about setting the date of the election and related matters to their January 28 meeting. A January 8 ruling by the State Supreme Judicial Court in a legal challenge from Milton served to give Gloucester more time to come into compliance with a law known as Section 3A. The city now has until February 13 to submit an action plan and July 14 to submit an application to the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities. More news after this break.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
The Salem News is reporting the town of Danvers has hired a Plymouth-based firm to assist with the search, recruitment, and hiring of a new town manager. The update was announced on the town's website earlier this month, saying the group, Community Paradigm Associates, was established in 2014 as a multidimensional organization focusing on governmental, nonprofit, and community concerns through a variety of services. Its primary service, however, is focused on executive recruiting of municipal managers for towns in Massachusetts. To date, the firm has completed over 110 such services. In the coming weeks, the firm will be working with the select board and various stakeholders on the recruitment of a new town manager for Danvers. Rodney Conley, the town's finance director, was named the interim manager in October, following Steve Bartha's departure to become the town manager in Lexington. And itemlive.com is reporting that Northeast Arc will honor Julie Rayner Cummings, owner at Concept Capital, and Tom Gould, owner of Treadwell's Ice Cream, at its signature fundraising event, An Evening of Changing Lives, on Tuesday, April 8 at Encore Boston Harbor. Northeast Arc is a not-for-profit organization that helps children and adults of all abilities become full participants in the community. In sports, in boys' high school basketball last night, Lynn English picked up a 67-61 road win in Chelsea. Andrew Caroma led the Bulldogs with 23 points. Lynn Classic will beat Revere 61-58 for the Rams' sixth straight win. They're now 9-3. There are plenty of local high school basketball games on the schedule for tonight, including Peabody at Beverly, Salem at Saugus, Danvers at Marblehead, and Gloucester will be playing at Masco this evening. In the Cape Ann League, the Manchester Essex boys basketball team is 9-2, and tonight they play at Amesbury. The Salem State men's hockey team beat Westfield State last night 3-1. Luke Daly earned the game-winning goal for the Vikings. Tomorrow, the Endicott men's and women's basketball teams will host Hartford. The women's game is at 1, and the men play at 3. Bruins and Celtics both off last night. The Celtics host the Magic tonight, and the Bruins play in Washington tomorrow afternoon. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.